Welcome back to The Takeaway. Todd Zwillikin for John Hockenberry. On Wednesday, prosecutors in Pennsylvania filed criminal charges against Bill Cosby in connection with a 2004 sexual assault.
Charges today are filed as a result of new information that came to light in July of 2015. Statute of limitations in this type of case is 12 years. After determining that the statute of limitations regarding potential criminal offenses had not yet expired, the investigation was reopened.
That's Kevin Steele. He's the Montgomery County District Attorney-elect, speaking Wednesday at a press conference. Cosby was charged with aggravated indecent assault. That's a felony carrying a prison term of 5 to 10 years and a $25,000 fine in Pennsylvania. The comedian was arraigned Wednesday afternoon. He's currently free after posting bail and turning over his passport. Marcy Hamilton is professor at Cardoza School of Law in New York and at the University of Pennsylvania, and an attorney specializing in rape and child sex abuse cases. Marcy, you told us yesterday that politics plays an important role here.
It did. Basically, what happened is that Bruce Castor, who was DA when Ms. Constant first reported the rape, basically listened to both sides and concluded that it was a he said, she said situation and that he just couldn't go forward. But even worse, he implied that basically this was just a benign mistake by Cosby.
And if you go back to the campaign, let's listen for a second. Here's a campaign ad from Kevin Steele when he was running for the position that he now holds.
For district attorney in Montgomery County, Kevin Steele. First assistant DA with a 98% conviction rate and tough sentences for sexual predators. Or Bruce Castor, a former DA who refused to prosecute Bill Cosby. Castor said, "We don't charge people for making a mistake or doing something foolish." Many more victims came forward, and Castor admitted he could have used their testimony against Cosby. But Castor didn't even try. Bruce Castor was not looking out for the victims.
Marcy Hamilton, there's no question that in this local campaign for DA in Montgomery County, this was a huge issue.
It was huge, and it was a game changer. Finally, we have changed the rape culture so that now it matters if someone did not prosecute a powerful man in earlier years, and it's okay to stand with the women. And so this was a huge change. It shows the electorate is also becoming much more sophisticated about these issues.
But it also shows that Cosby's defense is well aware of the politics here and may make an issue of it. His defense attorneys issued a statement last night saying that the charges came on the heels of a hotly contested election for this county's DA, during which this case was made a focal point. Does that mean that Cosby at trial says this is all just Kevin Steele's political promise and nothing more?
The problem for Cosby is that he has been in the headlines for several years now. Over 50 women have come forward with identical stories. But he has a special problem in this case because he was arguing in the civil case that she was a potential sex partner and he knew who was interested in him. So when she took the drugs, it was part of being consensual. It turns out she's gay. And so there's no way that she was sexually attracted to him. And so this may be the strongest case that's out there, and it just so happens to be the only one in the statute of limitations.
There's been a lot of discussion already about the deposition that you're referring to, which was given in the civil suit between Bill Cosby and Ms. Constant back in 2005. So that's going to be an important part of evidence here. It says in that deposition, Bill Cosby admitted that he gave her quaaludes. If the evidence ends there, however, he says, yes, I gave her quaaludes, but it was consensual. She says, no, it wasn't. What do the contours of a criminal trial look like in front of a jury?
Well, the criminal trial is more difficult than a civil case because this prosecutor is going to have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that he, in fact, digitally raped her rather than they had some fun together. His story is that all 50 women were basically enjoying their time with him. All 50 women are saying, no, actually, we were incapacitated. The problem for him in this case, among others, is that it's possible for the prosecutor to call some of these other women in. Now, no judge is going to let over 50 women come in. That would be prejudicial. No one would be even listening to the facts of this case anymore. But even if two or three are allowed to come in with similar facts, it's going to be very hard for him to say it was just politics and that this is just anti-Cosby animus.
How does a judge decide which of the dozens of women are allowed to testify and which are not?
He has some discretion as to whether or not it would be prejudicial or it would be relevant. And so there's some judgment to be had there. If there were just one other woman, it might be up in the air. With 50 out there and Kevin Steele, the DA, asking for any other women in the area to come forward, I think it's possible that at least a handful could be permitted to testify. And if that happens, Bill Cosby's defense of this is just going after me is going to completely fall apart.
Let's talk about Bill Cosby's defense for a second, because clearly this is going to be the best defense that money can buy. He's got unlimited resources. He showed in all of these other cases a willingness to use those resources. So this is not your average defense. He can afford every lawyer and every motion available to him.
He can, but despite his wealth, and it's reported to be around $400 million, in a court of law, all he has is the facts that he can try to bring up against her. And she has been extremely credible. He has already conceded that he gave her the drugs. And as I said earlier, she is gay. And so this was not something where she was trying to manipulate him into having a relationship. So I think the forces have configured to make it a very, very difficult case for him.
This is going to be an extremely high-profile trial. There's no question about it. Where does it go from here, Marcy Hamilton? We have the arraignment now. What's the timeline until motions start, and how long before an actual trial starts?
Well, motions will start early in 2016, but the trial is not likely to be for 9 to 12 months. And there will be pressure on Cosby to avoid the spectacle of this kind of a trial and to come in with some kind of plea deal. The problem is going to be that he could be sentenced up to 10 years, although on average it would be about 2 to 3 years. And he probably doesn't want to go to jail. So maybe he's willing to take some kind of deal to avoid jail time.
All right, Marcy Hamilton, professor at Cardozo School of Law in New York and the University of Pennsylvania. Thank you so much.
Thank you.